Okay, good morning, everybody, and so happy Thanksgiving. So the Rambam concludes Parak Chav Gimel, which is one of these seminal prakim in the Hilchos Sanhedrin, Yad Chazak in general, with his, as we've tried to illustrate, expanded definition of Shochad to be not in any way Totzah oriented, but Tahalich oriented. It's about the process of Mamun Bedin or other, you know, possibly influencing factors. The last part of the parak, as we noted, and it's not an accident that the Rambam puts it here, because it's all about the sanctity of the process of din, involves the Rambam's psak of those Mamre Chazal of Dan Din Emes Lamita. We noted yesterday that it's really the two different facets of din, of Tikkun HaOlam Mitzad Echad, Hashras HaShchina Mitzad Sheni. So everybody agrees that the Rambam's last halacha here is predicated on a statement of Yehuda ben Tabai in the first parak of Avos, but you'll see again, Kedarko Bakodesh, the Rambam took it further in a qualitative way. So let's read the halacha and the Rambam, and then we'll go back to Avos, and then we'll hopefully have a sense of what the Rambam was doing here. The Olam Yu Balei Adin Lefanecha Kerushayim Becheska Shol Kol Echad Toin Shaker V'don Lefni Mashatira Min Hadvarim Uchshiyiftirim Lefanecha. After your job is done, hopefully, you know, in the Dain Lamashin of Ravos, kilola adam tishbitu kila shem v'imacham dvar mishpat kish baruch hu. Kshiyiftrim b'fanecha yiminecha kitzadikim shekibu alein esedin v'don kol echad mehen melibcha l'kaf zechos. Okay, so the actual Mishnah in Avos after Yehuda ben Tabai, a separate topic of al tasmat asbachal karachi adayanim, says ukshibali din omdim b'fanecha yiminecha kirishayim stop ukshiyiftarim b'fanecha yiminecha kizakoyim. So Rishoyim versus Zakoin, notice not Sadikim, Kishakibu Alayhem Eshadin, except a din. So what did the Rambam say? The Rambam said, again, the Ulam Yubali Adin Lepanach Kirishoyim, Vcheskas Shikolecha Toin Sheker. It goes further, not just Rishoyim in general, where you have to be Choshed them, but that you have to actually relate to their Tainos as Tainos are the lying. Right, this one says he paid back. Right, he didn't pay back. This one says that he took out a loan, that he loaned him money. No, he didn't loan him money at all. He owed him the money, whatever it was. So you have to get down. It's not just a hasharas hagavra, but it's an omer hataina. We're actually evaluating the taina. Okay, then kshiftim b'fanachim b'nechem, not just kizakoin, but kitzadikim. That I think some of the I saw quoted the Mafteach and the Frankel some note. However, kshikibu aleim esedin, but now he says, v'don kolachem hen b'libcha l'kaf z'chos. So the Sma'an, Shulchan Aruch, in Yedzayin, he comments, meaning that you shouldn't say the person was lying, even if his taina was completely decimated in court, but maybe it was a milvah yashana, maybe he forgot, he was at the Goslin, maybe he thought he took the mamon kedin, it was wrong. Okay, so that, in other words, what the Rambam is doing here, it's not just saying that in general, the way that many interpret the Mishnah, when they're standing in front of you, you can't just assume what they're saying is true. Right? You have to be open to the possibility that no matter how impressive a person they are, that they might be trying to get something past the court. The Rambam says much further than that. Right? That you're actually going down to the level of the Taina. Then, when they're out of the court, it's not just enough to say, okay, shekiblu aleim esadin, they made mistakes, but they've been mekabel din, they've done tshuva, they're moving forward. No. V'don kol echad mehen b'libcha l'kaf z'chus, that even in terms of your understanding of what happened, we should go for the most charitable possible interpretation. So this seems like a stira min ayuvei. On the one hand, you should relate to the tainos as a taino sheker. Then, at the minute that they're no longer in front of you, you should say, no, they meant it in the best possible way. Right, they weren't trying to lie, it's the way they really understood it. So the Rambam is going, I think, well beyond, qualitatively beyond the Mishnah Avos. It's not just that you have to have the necessary degree of skepticism to be an effective dayan, Mesunim Badin, right? And then when you're no longer in the context of dayanim, the rules of Have you done as kol adam lekaf z'chus go back into effect. Again, which is a perfectly fine interpretation of the Mishnah Avos. For the Rambam, it goes much further than that. When they're standing in front of you, we're not just talking about a healthy dose of skepticism, but your default position has to be, on some level, that this taina is a taina sheker. Specific taina. And then, the Dayan has to be able in his own mind to completely pivot 180 degrees and not just say, okay, they've been mekabel asadin, we should relate to them as, you know, panim chadashos, bo lechan, gerish nisgayer, and in a different place. No! But even with respect to that which transpired, you say, no, he didn't really mean that, you know, he said that, it wasn't true, but he thought it was true, or he forgot, or whatever it was, that even regarding the specific events, one should be able to have a different perception. Not just of the Gavra, it's one thing to say, you're going to give, not that modern society seems capable of this, so you allow somebody to turn a new leaf, and that's already a Madrega. But this isn't just about allowing somebody to turn a new leaf, but it's a relationship with the very facts of the case itself. So the facts of the case itself, Bishash Amdin Lechabadin, right, each Taina has to be Bechazkas Taina Sheker, and the Jewish Chakira has to be established along that basis. Meidach Gisa, so it's not Bedin, so then we should be down the Kapschos, not just the general level of the Gavra, but even with respect to the particular events that brought them to the Bezdin to begin with.